All right, thanks a lot, Beadle. Join now for the final time for this 2020 football season. Head coach Bill Belichick prior to this Jets game here at Gillette Stadium. And coach, obviously last week didn't go the way you guys wanted to. From an injury standpoint, starting to total those up pretty good across the board now with little nicks here and there with guys.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, Scott, and I think that's the case. We'll probably be missing a few guys here this afternoon against the Jets, but that gives other players opportunities, and that can be a good thing too. So everybody will be ready to go, and we'll see how it works out.
With the oddness of 2020 and limited days where you can get together or have the type of workouts or practices maybe that you want to have, do you notice anything with these injuries, like some guys cramping up late in the year, especially in cold games where maybe we haven't seen that in other years?
No, not really. I think our team's overall in good condition. A couple of things that came up were, carryovers from, previous weeks, and then a couple of things were just one-time incidents that, happened. Guy's foot got caught in a turf or something like that. And so it's, I don't think there's necessarily any trend there.
Okay. Attitude of the team. Saw Matt Slater had a statement for the fans, and just your leadership within that locker room and the attitude as you guys approached this last week. Cause I've been on a team or two where you've been out of it, guys sort of cash in, but just doesn't seem it like that's the case with your football team. You have good leadership within. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think our leaders have done an outstanding job this year. Our captains and other players as well that aren't captains, that are guys that have just stepped up and not only led by example, but have thrown their support to other players, younger players, guys that maybe were struggling a little bit with the situation and whatever their individual circumstances were. But we've had great leadership from the players and also the coaching staff that think that they've done a good job. And some of our younger players have developed and really improved over the course of the season. So, that's an encouraging sign. But I thought we practiced well this week. We had good energy. We had some pretty solid levels of execution, even though there were some, new players at different positions, not new players, but, players that hadn't, had as much work, in some spots, and they seem prepared and ready to go. So, it'll be interesting to see how it works out today, but I've no problem with the effort or the energy or the attitude, of our team this week. And as you said, it starts at the top with, with the captains and the veteran leaders, but those guys have responded well all week.
I want to go back to the coaches that you just brought up too. I don't think people understand, the complexities, the adjustments that you guys as a staff had to make going into what we anticipated this year could have been cold bird, but just the style of teaching maybe you're used to of, the last 20, 40 years, all of a sudden you got to be different this year, and how your staff has adjusted. How good were they this year?
Yeah, I think the coaches did a good job. Look, we've all had to make adjustments to our lifestyle and our habits and learn new things and be able to adapt and adjust. So that's been pretty much a theme for the last, 10 months or so. So we've all tried to do that, and we've made some, mistakes along the way, or found more efficient, better ways to do things as we've gained experience with the situation, or as the situations have evolved. But it's been a learning experience, and probably one that'll benefit us in some way going forward. Not sure exactly what that is right now, but I'm sure it'll materialize in time. And so we'll just take it as it comes. But I think the attitude has just been take one day at a time and make whatever adjustments or changes or adaptations that we need or are necessary or can benefit us, and learn how to do them and use them, move forward. And so that's what we've tried to do. And I don't have any issue with anybody's effort on that. We've all learned a lot this year.
All right, Coach, speaking of that last day, today is the last day. New York Jets in town. They're playing better football, since I know they made a defensive switch as far as their scheme. Are they playing differently since Coach Williams, they made the switch on defense? When you look at their ability to overload some things up front, some of the strip sacks they could get in there with, but their defense, let's start there with them today. How well are they playing right now?
Well, I think the Jets have played, very well in the whole second half of the season. I mean, go back to our game, and that was a last play of the game. So defensively, I'd say the schemes are the same. They haven't really changed the way they play defense. They're still a, pretty heavy cover two and zone team with a lot of variations. They don't play it the same all the time. They have a lot of different changeups in the way they rotate the defense and so forth. But they mix in some man, they mix in pressure, they mix in a lot of blitz zones. They pressure quite a bit, you know, five men or more. So probably as much as any team that we'll see. So they do a good job of, you know, mixing the blitzers up, but, you know, usually having a fifth guy involved in attacking the line of scrimmage. So that's about the way they played when Coach Williams was there. But they're, as you said, they're playing with a lot of energy, and it seems like they've gotten some players back, especially on the front. And so they have a rotation in there where they can, you know, really keep guys fresh and get a good rotation on their front four. And those guys play hard. They pursue well. And they're very physical players. They try to, you know, power rush a lot, collapse the pocket, and power rush the quarterback and so forth. So that's something that they've done well, and that's led to some turnovers and some disruptive plays.
Okay, offensively, I know they like to run a lot of bunch. They'll go trips, they'll stack things. You know, that's what Gase has done over the years. You know, how pesky can that be, especially with a guy like Crowder that you really got to keep an eye on? But communication in your secondary, how imperative is that today?
Yeah, that'll be critical, Scott. They do a good job of changing formations, building formations, and they really, really play four receivers, three at a time for the most part. You know, Berrios, Crowder, Mims, and Perryman. So some combination of those three guys, and they all play, and they all are utilized to their strengths. Coach Gase does a good job of that. So getting those players, but certainly Crowder's the go-to guy. He's a, you know, a dynamic player that can get open in the passing game, has a lot of catch and run plays, and, you know, reverses, slip screens, variety of plays, and where he gets the ball and is able to be productive with it. So they've got more production out of the tight end, and, you know, they haven't turned the ball over in the last couple of weeks. So offensively, their efficiency is probably as good as it's been all year.
All right, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Kelly Haverty of Pelham, New Hampshire. And it's funny, we kind of touched on 2020, but she wants to ask, what's the one thing that changed you the most this year that maybe you had to do or learn?
Well, I'd say it would be the, you know, the WebEx meetings and things like that. I've never really done much of that, and that's all we did in the spring, and we basically did those for a week of training camp. So, you know, not just the screen, but being able to, you know, share information, communicate, and find ways to teach that aren't just one person talking at a screen and everybody else listening, but how to make things interactive and get people involved with this type of, you know, medium to communicate with. So that's been interesting.
Yeah, and we're doing this meeting as we speak now, this interview on WebEx. So, Coach, as I wrap it up here, I told you this earlier this week, but even from the radio side here, with a lot of people being home, a lot of people listening, they appreciate these interviews, your time, and your in-depth answers every week. And I appreciate that, and I look forward to 2021 and you and me doing this in person.
Yeah, sounds good, Scott. I appreciate all your help and cooperation, as always. It's you know, great to be on with you, and best wishes to all the listeners for 2021, and stay safe and stay healthy as we go forward into the new year. Appreciate all your support.
All right, Coach, wrap it up today with a big win. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, let's throw it back to Beetle at 98.5 The Sports Zone.